what's happening, what's going on in Sharkland. This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. After my last week's podcast on my bite, I got quite a few emails, and most people asked how I even could consider going back in the water and expose myself again to the same dangers, considering that I nearly kicked the bucket. Well, there were a few reasons. Not all of them had the same weight, but all of them added something unique that convinced me that I must go back and not move on to other shark studies where I would not be face to face with sharks anymore. Of course, a question was how I overcame the anxiety that I had built up in the hospital bed. I lay there 4 or 5 weeks, and there were times that were not easy. I was not really sure on a lot of issues, but one thing was for sure, if I want to overcome my anxiety, all I had to do was jump in with the sharks at the very same place where it all happened. And that's exactly what I did. So some of these motivations were, of course, one of them was my position as a shark conservationist that really, really weighed heavily on me. Would I not have gone back, all these people who say sharks are dangerous? Well, I would have given them much ammunition, and they would have said, see, now even that guy does not go in anymore because even he now realized that the sharks are dangerous. And, you know, these type of phrases would I have then read. Of course, back when there was a big dispute over the danger of sharks when it comes to feeding sharks. Because 1 year before my bite, we had a very bad incident in Pensacola Beach. Some of you may remember Jesse Arbogast. And those shark feeding opponents used that bite for propaganda, and they were very loud about it. And it was this very bite that then led to the feeding ban in Florida. Of course, I always knew and said that shark feeding had nothing to do with this incident. And rightly so. I mean, for this particular case, it turned out that there were some fishermen pretty much at the very same spot where Jesse was hanging out in the water. Anyway, I remember when we had an open mic session before the actual vote of banning shark feeding or not. It was somewhere around Jacksonville. And when I had the mic, I highlighted that one can ban all feeding, all shark feeding everywhere, but the bite numbers won't drop because shark feeding is not the reason for those bites. Of course, turned out I was right. And I even cornered the very commissioner sometimes later, I think about a year later, and asked him something or told him something to the extent, see, I told you, now can we retract that law? Stupid question, of course, I knew they would never have done it. So anyway, emotions still rang high on the issue about the danger of sharks when I got bitten, and me going back would show the general public that is still safe, and I would be damned to help those anti-feeding idiots. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a friend of shark feeding, but I can't stand people like those guys, not just because of what they wanted to push through, but also because they were afraid of sharks, and they told everybody, hey, sharks are dangerous, so I had to stop that or counterbalance it. Anyway, back when, I did a lot of TV for Discovery Channel and all the other nature channels, and it was a big deal when I went back with the sharks. So by going back, I continued to port my saying that sharks are not dangerous, but the situation we sometimes create can very well be. But that is my saying, and the general public back when was not convinced, nor are they today by a long shot. But if we would ever stop saying so, nothing would ever change. So how can we successfully stop the ongoing slaughter of sharks if we can't convince the general public that sharks are helpless and need our support? The first and still main step is to show everybody that sharks are just misunderstood, not dangerous, do not bite because they want to hurt us. And what should we do? Well, hang out with sharks, be in the water with sharks. So that was basically the main reason why I went back. Of course, then there was also the simple fact that I could not believe that a bull shark could have done that. I could not believe that I misread these animals for such a long time. Or differently put, they did not see in all these years that there is something hidden that they did not have seen before. What I mean here is that this shark that got me did nothing vicious. She just did an exploratory bite, and since she then could not get away, got stressed, and I had to react. So nothing mean, for spite or sinister. She just got stressed and tried to get away. Fact is, and that's a good thing, I never read them wrong, and that made me quite happy. Of course, that did not happen the very day when I jumped in. It happened down the road, but that was one of the things that came out a few months later, and I was truly, truly happy. I mean, I was happy just jumping back in and get a feeling that, whoa, nothing happens. Back when I was a little sensitive to the issue, you can imagine. Anyway, but throughout the years since then, people still feel the need to tell me that they can't believe I went back in and still do what I do. The reason why they can't believe it is because they've never seen sharks through my eyes. They have never seen the beauty, the emotion of these animals, or just get this high being among them. Once you look into a shark's eyes, you receive something, you get something that can't really be expressed. But you know, even if I would have hesitated to go back, sooner or later, I would have asked myself, can it be that a single shark has so much power over me that I do not want to see and feel any of the other sharks anymore that had nothing to do with this very incident? Mind you, sharks are my life. I started when I was 7 years old. So to walk away from something that was such a big part of my life, it just could not happen. Bottom line, one way or the other, sooner than later, I would have ended up right at that spot again where it all happened. Even if I would have hesitated maybe a few months, it would have gone back. I don't know how many times since my accident I stood at the very same spot. I did all kinds of tests and experiments. And probably more importantly, I can't say that each time when I was there, that I also saw my incident flash by. It didn't happen. But there's something good that came out of my incident. I'm sorry if I repeat myself here. Through my organization SAVIN, which stands for Shark Accident Victim Network, I often meet fellow victims. We all share something in common, although I've been bitten a few more times, work on bites professionally and expose myself to sharks in any possible way. But what we share is we look for answers. We try to understand what happened at this very moment. Why did the shark do what it did? So we all look for answers and explanations after a bite. And that makes me actually rather unique because I can give him the answer. I understand how a shark thinks prior to an incident and what happened during the incident. So since I'm a victim and a scientist, I actually can say I'm blessed in this regard. Sometimes we're just dealt with a crappy set of cards and have to deal with it. But in my case, actually, I would say it helped the movement of shark victims. Granted, that was a short time when even I doubted myself. But thank God, this phase vanished very quickly, and I got back to my old adage that sharks are not dangerous, but the situations humans create with them. I first started using that very sentence in 1992, can you imagine? When I launched the first shark protection campaign over in Switzerland. So, quite a few years back, I already used that sentence. And I still defend it to this day. It is not the sharks that are dangerous. It is us that create dangerous situations in the vicinities. Okay? Well, I hope I did not bore you right now with all the reasons why I went back. So anyway, if you have further questions, send me an email. And that's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.